Okay, after Bev's sermon, let's turn to Proverbs 6:35. Proverbs 6:35. It says, "He will not regard any ransom, neither will he rest content, though thou givest many gifts." This will be the last verse there in Proverbs 6:35. And this is continuing what he was saying about the man that was offended at somebody trying to take his wife. In verse 34, it said, "For jealousy is the rage of a man, therefore he will not spare in the day of vengeance." And then 35, "He will not regard any ransom, neither will he rest content, though thou givest many gifts." So the first part there, he will not regard any ransom. Regard means to look at, gaze upon, observe. It's also to take notice of, bestow attention or notice upon, to take or show an interest in, to give heed to look after, take care of. So he's not going to look at any ransom, and he's not going to take notice of or pay any attention to any ransom that might be offered. A ransom is the action of procuring the release of a prisoner or captive by paying a certain sum, or of obtaining one's own freedom in this way. The fact or possibility of being set free on this condition, the paying of money to this end. We're probably all familiar with a ransom if you've ever seen any type of action movie. A lot of them have, you know, some kidnapper kidnaps some guy and then he wants a ransom paid to let the guy go. So the ransom is that price that is paid to procure somebody's freedom. That's why Jesus Christ is said to be our ransom, that he was a ransom for many. He was the price that was paid to procure our freedom, our spiritual freedom. So when caught by the woman's husband, the adulterer may try to pay him off with a sum of money in exchange for his life. That's what this is teaching here. When it says that he will not regard any ransom, the implication is there that the person that did the sinning, he's going to try to pay a ransom. When he gets caught, he's going to say, "Don't kill me. Here, I'll give you X amount of money. Just don't hurt me." Right? He's going to try that. You can try, but he's not going to regard any ransom. The husband's not going to pay any attention to that. He's going to have no interest in it. He will not regard that ransom. Vengeance is more valuable to him than any money the man could offer. Because at that point, you can imagine, if some guy committed adultery with your wife, and you just want to beat the tar out of him, and he says, "Oh, hey, I'll give you $1,000. $1,000? I'll give you $10,000. I'll give you $100,000. And at that point, you're like, "I don't care about any of your money. I want you dead," or whatever, right? When you're feeling like that, no amount of money is going to matter. Can you imagine if a guy committed adultery and you're ready to kill him and he says, "But I'll give you $100,000. You're like, "Oh, okay, all right. Well, I'm not mad anymore. Never mind." I mean, can you imagine somebody saying that? I mean, what kind of love would you have for your wife if some guy offered to give you everything he owned and you said, "Okay, you know, obviously you're not going to pay any attention to that.
Make you even madder."
Right, exactly, right.
Take $100,000 a couple of years later, "Oh, this guy's dead."
Right. Maybe he would take the ransom and then take you out, yeah. Now, men will accept a ransom for the life of a negligent ox owner who failed to keep in his ox and it resulted in killing somebody. And you have an example of that in Exodus 29 through 30. So it's not that men that are offended just in general and even over something quite serious. If a man had an ox and the ox had been known to push, had been known to be dangerous, and he didn't keep the thing penned up and it killed somebody, in this case, as we'll read about here, the man would be, the punishment would be death. But if the family member of the person that was killed would be so merciful as to take a ransom, he could be paid off and allow that to happen. And I'm sure that happened because the law was given there for that as a possibility, and I wouldn't doubt that would happen. So even somebody that had a family member that was killed could have mercy and take the money and allow their wrath to be quenched. But not when a wife was trying to be taken. That's another story. He's not going to pay attention to a ransom in that case. But let me read to you here about the ox owner. In Exodus 21:29-30, it says, "But if the ox were wont or used to, if he likes to do this, if this is what he's typically does. But if the ox were wont to push with his horn in time past, and it hath been testified to his owner, and he hath not kept him in, but that he hath killed a man or a woman, the ox shall be stoned, and his owner shall be put to death. If there be laid on him a sum of money, then he shall give for the ransom of his life whatsoever is laid upon him. So the option there was that you could lay a sum of money on him. Now, if he killed your son or your wife or your daughter, you could say, nope, he's going to die, and you'd be perfectly within your rights. God's law said he's going to die, but you had the option. You could say, okay, you pay me X amount of dollars, and we'll forget about this.
And the owner shall be put to death as well?
Well, the owner would be the one that would be paying the ransom.
The ox is gone.
He's gonna be put to death.
You'd be war slick by the time you get an ox stoned. There got to be a lot of you.
I would think so.
You're
going
to be needing to take turns and rotate in and out by the time you get an ox stoned. You'd
probably have to tie him down too. I would think. But yeah, that would be. I mean, I guess if you got a big old boulder and whacked him right in the head or something, you might knock him out. But
you get your work cut out for you.
Yeah.
So what about dogs nowadays? I mean, they could.
Well, it's the same. I mean, I think the same principle. We don't have this law, but I think it's a valid principle that if you have a dog that you know is dangerous and you've been warned that this thing is dangerous and it's tried to bite somebody before and then you just don't do anything about it and it killed somebody, I think it should be your life. I really do. If you knew about it and you did nothing about it, that's negligence. And your negligence resulted in somebody else's death. Of course, we don't have that law and we're never going to. But yeah, I think that would be a perfectly just law.
On Fort Polk, they required people that had pit bulls, Rottweilers, any of those like known dangerous breeds, you had to carry $1 million insurance on the dog and have proof of insurance.
Mm. Yeah.
And if not, they'd make you get rid of them.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Sadly, the way that people idolize animals these days, I've known of several examples of dogs that bit a child, and the person's like, and of course make excuses for the dog and blah blah blah, and never did get rid of the dog, just kept the dog. My cousin got his face gashed wide open by a dog when he was a little kid. They wouldn't do anything about it. They just loved the dog too much. If I'd have been my cousin's dad, that dog wouldn't have been living anymore, I can tell you that much. So, men will accept a ransom from a negligent ox owner, but they will not accept a ransom from an adulterer, in generally speaking anyway. And then the rest of the verse says, neither will he rest content, though thou givest many gifts. So the victim, and that should be of, the victim of adultery will not be satisfied and will not rest until the man who defiled his wife has been punished. And I don't think he'd be wrong for not resting content until the man's punished. Now, he shouldn't take it into his own hands, but he wouldn't be wrong to continue to do whatever he had to until the man was punished. Unfortunately, in our culture, there is no punishment. I don't know. I guess you could try to expose him publicly or something like that and punish him that way, but most people wouldn't. If they did, they'd forget about it shortly after that anyway. But this man here, he's not going to rest content. To rest means to take repose by lying down, especially by going to sleep, to lie still or in slumber. Secondly, it's to take repose by intermission of labor or exertion of any kind, to desist or refrain from effort or activity, to become or remain inactive. He's not going to take a rest. He's not going to take a sleep. He's not going to sit down until he has exacted vengeance on this man that tried to take his wife or did take his wife. It says he won't rest content. Content is having one's desires bounded by what one has, though it may be less than one could have wished, not disturbed by the desire of anything more or of anything different, satisfied so as to not repine, means to complain, easy though not highly pleased. It also means pleased or gratified. So the man will not be content. He's not going to have his desires bounded by what he has. He wants more than what he has. He wants vengeance. He wants penalty on that man. And he may very well want his death. It says he won't rest content, though thou givest many gifts. See, gifts are often used to pacify a man's wrath. Proverbs 21 and verse 14. Proverbs 21, 14. My wife tries to extort gifts out of me sometimes whenever I create an offense or a transgression, and then I'll forgive you if you go buy me ice cream or something. So she wants the gift in the bosom to pacify wrath. Yes. I think it's an excuse to get ice cream myself.
Exactly.
But
I feel sure it's justified.
Yeah, of course you would. Proverbs 21 and verse 14 says, "A gift in secret pacifieth anger, and a reward in the bosom strong wrath." So that is a way to pacify somebody's wrath, to give them a gift. But it's not going to work if the wrath that you caused was caused by adultery. Gifts will not content the man who has had his wife taken by another man. Turn to Song of Solomon 8 and verse 7. I just thought of this one as I was reviewing this this afternoon. Song of Solomon 8 and verse 7. It says, "Many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it. If a man would give all the substance of his house for love, it would utterly be contemned." Contemned is to hold in contempt. So if a man, and I'm not sure if this is the exact application, but it certainly does fit. If a man tried to give all the substance of his house for trying to take your wife, that's not going to quench that love, and it's not going to quench that jealousy that comes as a result of that love. That's all the substance in his house is going to be utterly contemned. Keep your stuff. I don't want your stuff. So that takes care of Proverbs chapter 6. We're not quite done with the subject of the strange woman yet, because Proverbs chapter 7 pretty much deals with it entirely, so we will get to that one next, Lord willing.